This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, okay, I'll go on. All right, I'll do a show tonight. Hi, this afternoon, if you're on the West Coast. Welcome, Robert Scott Bell. I think it's me. Super Don, pinch me. Is it me?
Pinch you?
Pinch me, is it me? I need some of those dream drops that Dr. Lee Cowden was talking about yesterday with Ty Bollinger.
Right.
That sounded really cool. Work out some of your emotional stuff on the interplanes with dream drops. Doesn't that sound good? No?
Dream drops. That's just fun to say.
Dude, a couple of days of this, and I'm like, okay, I'd rather be dealing with some stuff. It's like walking through sludge. Today and yesterday. And we're here. I'm here. 866-939-2355. If you would like to be here too, next couple of hours on our syndicator GCN and naturalnewsradio.com. Richard Ostro's coming back. What a great guy. He's got a heart of gold. We're going to talk with him about Carnivora, his mission, his passion, and the generosity of spirit this guy has to help folks out around the world to get well through a botanical. Yes, I said it. A botanical. That means a plant. Okay. We do have plant updates. Mm-hmm. I know Super Don wants to make fun of me because my Android phone just collapsed of a massive coronary and just disappeared altogether without warning.
Well, look, I mean, you just hit me with that like a minute before we go on air. You're like,
I didn't know that would be big news.
I'm like, why are you having problems with an iPhone? What are you doing with an iPhone? You're an Android guy. You've got iPhone?
They said here you can have it for practically free and... I didn't know what to do at that point. I'm like,
oh, so
I'm
because
panicking.
It was free?
Yeah. What are you going to do at that point? I don't know.
Suck. Especially after you've had Android.
But I was mad at the Android. I mean, literally, it just decided to leave me with no warning. I mean, I felt like jilted. And it's bad because I don't like to rely on the technology but I know what we do, Super Don, with radio, broadcast, internet. I sacrifice and I take a lot of EMF detox to do what I do.
All right.
And, unplugging for a while was actually good. I felt good about that part of it, but just, it threw everything out. If people knew what was going on. And I'm not complaining. I'm just going, there are some days or some two-day periods that you go, okay, I could have slept through that. Have you ever had those? You've never had
those. You're being tested right now for
something. This is only a test. Please do not lose your sense of humor. We did some funnies yesterday anyway. I don't know if we got funnies today. We got some interesting stories.
We have some funnies today for sure.
Get on the phones if you want to be funny, too. 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. Show notes are up. Links are up. Remember, robertswater.com. Paul yesterday surprised us with a deal, 15% off between now and Halloween. Don't be a Halloweener. Get an Echo 7 ionizer. Bring it home, okay? All right, here we go. This is an interesting story coming out of the mainstream media, NBC News. Ebola virus outbreak. They're counting up the stories. 694 stories as of yesterday. The story here is, why has nurse Amber Vinson recovered from Ebola so quickly?
What's wrong with her?
Well, what's wrong with this headline? Well, you know, you don't point out if somebody recovers from Ebola quickly, because that might mean it might not be as big and bad and scary for everyone the way they'd like us to believe.
This is the second story this week that we've covered where people are looking at it, kind of scratching their heads going, how come not everybody is like getting really sick and having a horrible time and struggling?
We're all the exploding eyeballs for Halloween. Yeah. It's not happening here. This Amber Vincent, they say she had blood test positive, then her blood tested negative for Ebola virus 9 days after she was first diagnosed. Now, my question is, they're not saying in the story what was the test. I'm assuming it was PCR, because if it was a titer for an antibody, it would still be there 9 days later. Because, again, remember, it used to be if you had an antibody, you were going to live. In the age of HIV, fictitious HIV, it means you're going to die. It's crazy. But 9 days after the PCR, they did it again. But they could have just taken a different fragment of genetic material that didn't trigger a positive response, because that's just a nonsense test for this. But she is fine. She's recovered. She recovered probably faster than any of the other Americans that were brought back and treated in the hospital. Hospitals here. And you know what? One of the interesting things in this story, Super, I don't know if you noticed it, but every one of the other ones that have treated and lived, they were all given, like, the blood plasma experiment. Some were given the ZMAP experiment. And they suffered extra long, yet they've recovered, okay? But this woman, I don't believe she got any of that. They got to her fast, and they probably just monitored her vitals and did, you know, basically what we've heard that they've done even in Nigeria is just, you know, keep them hydrated, keep the trace elements, the electrolytes in the body, and watch the immune system do its thing. There are so many reports out of Africa saying that this Ebola thing is a hoax, that it isn't what they're all saying it is. And that fits what we understand here with the testing methodology, that whatever it is that people are getting sick from, it may not be, and it likely isn't, one virus. I must continue to say this so that we don't fall prey to this one virus, one cause, one disease, then, of course, what comes next? One vaccine. Right. And you know where this is going. And there's a story here that just jumps right into it. The drug and vaccine makers are saying, not so fast. I don't think we're going to make this Ebola vaccine unless you indemnify us for any injuries or deaths that occur once this goes out into the marketplace.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that's not a shock at all. Drug makers looking for this. We want to be absolved of any responsibility of the mayhem that we cause when this thing comes out. And they're demanding it from governments and multinational, multilateral agencies, because they say, if we make this and we get sued, we're going to lose all our money. Why should we even bother? And, of course, that's the whole basis.
And the prediction, the prediction on this is they're going to get that indemnification.
Oh, hell yeah, they'll get it.
Because, obviously, they're going to say, look, we have to do this. Mm-hmm. It's an emergency.
Yes.
If we don't do this, people are going to die. So, you know, if you really want us to do this, then you need to give us some immunity here.
Yeah.
They'll get it.
You want the immunity idol, right? Is it called that still? What was that?
Immunity idol?
Is it Big Brother or something?
Thing, or like a competition, like American Idol?
Well, it's like one of those shows I remember from long ago. They probably still run it, where you take all these reality contestants off to an island. And if they win the immunity challenge, they get the immunity idol, something like that. I know they're going to call it the Ebola. They're going to call it the Ebola immunity idol. And this nurse is going to
put them all on an island, and we'll give them all Ebola, and whoever has the strongest immune system and doesn't die wins.
You're just waiting for that. I mean, this is the way the news is covering this.
Wow.
Now, the interesting thing, again, coming back to this nurse, is that they're starting to ask the questions that they're not supposed to be asking. You know, why is it that some survive? It's not 70%. It's not even 50% death rate, those that are coming here. Is it because of the treatment? You know, for those that got experimental treatment, Superdon, I think it's despite the treatment that they lived. Because it took them longer to recover than this nurse.
Well, you cannot ignore the fact that when you look at what they like to call the index patient, Thomas Duncan, that he was improving. He was improving. His blood pressure was going up. He was feeling better the same day they gave him the experimental treatment, the experimental drug, and he died the next day. Now, can't say that is for sure what killed him, but you can't ignore the fact that he was getting better until they gave him the drug, and then he died the next day.
Right. And there's another thing here in this article. They talk about how quickly your body might fight off a virus depending on different factors, right? How is the virus transmitted, they say. You know, for those that had a needle stick injury, they say they do worse than those who are just exposed via mucous membranes. Isn't that interesting? What do we know about the mucous membranes? They're part of the immune system. When they're intact, it allows for a leg up on your immune, you know, intervention, if you will. If you violate the immune system by injecting it, and this goes to you dunderheaded doctors who still believe in vaccination, they're acknowledging that it's much more dangerous to introduce it via a needle stick. And if you get it via the mucous membrane, somehow it's less of a problem. Less of a problem. And I say pay attention to that. Pay attention to that. The immune system is real, but if you violate it, it puts it behind the proverbial eight ball. And then just wait. When these drug makers, vaccine makers, are given or granted immunity from any ailments or illnesses or deaths that they cause, all bets are off. And then if they mandate it, you can forget it. Just write home and say goodbye if they find me. But I am not going to let them come near me with that needle, and I don't think many of my listeners here on the Robert Scott Bell Show would allow it either. Now, they're testing out in Texas because they're doing the Texas health departments are really challenged by what has happened there. And it's an interesting test that they've got. They're wearing their biohazard suits, and, you know, they want to know, is this stuff working? Are our methods good? If we take off our biohazard suits, will we live? Will we die? And they've decided to use some form of liquid libation to make this happen, to libation. Splash each other. Is it a libation? For some, it is. In Texas, it might be.
I thought real. Libation was like a beer or drink or like
well,
alcohol.
Well, in Texas, real men drink this stuff straight.
Ah,
you know what we're talking about?
Really? We'll have to ask Ty about that.
It's Tabasco.
Tabasco.
They're using Tabasco. They're going splish, splish, splish. Let's see what happens now. And if you take it off, what they're saying is if any of it gets on your skin, you're contaminated and you might die.
Ah, there you go.
Now,
it's kind of interesting. I think it's kind of ingenious in a way.
Right. It's like practicing putting your pants on or taking them off without actually touching your skin with the pants. You know, it's like, how do you do that? I guess if it's baggy enough,
well,
you might be able to do
that. I've never tried that before, but we now know what you do for fun.
No, if I was a yoga master, maybe. But, I mean, maybe they should make these Texas State
what
medical
people.
What are
you doing? Oh, I'm trying to put my pants on without touching my skin. How do you do that?
I'm telling what? You. But, yes, if you get some of the Tabasco, they say you failed. But the thing is, if somebody sneezes on your skin, unless you've been bleaching your skin, which they recommend, by the way, you're not going to have leaky skin. You're going to have microbes that will neutralize the virus. Then you have time. Wash off with soap and water. You'll be fine. And then you Texans can drink the Tabasco instead of pouring it on your bodies to pretend it's Ebola. Anyway, weird medical games they're playing today. But I think we're cutting through it rather well, Super Don. I do.
Doing our best. Doing our best.
I think we need a cannabis update. I'm gonna have a dose of CBD before the next commercials are over. So I'll be back.
We're on the break, I'm going to try and take my pants off without touching my skin.
No goal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
All right, humanity. Oh, the humanity. RSV's feeling a little bit, I don't know, I'm going to say angry, the word is today. And that's why I need the CBD. You know, and it's good that I have some. And of course, that also means it's time for our cannabis update.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
All right, this is for Super Don, because I'm very upset with a particular church today. I am. You know, I'm a spiritual guy.
Ooh, it's a church story.
I know. And Super Don, I know you're a spiritual guy, even though you've taken on the organized religions and things. I understand that. But this has got me. This one's got me, this story. This is also, it seems like Texas is everywhere. They got Texas tobacco sauce. We got Texas nurses and Ebola. Today we got a crazy preacher man in Texas who's part of a, you know, and I'm not here to bash all Seventh-day Adventists. That's not it. But this particular one is claiming to be a Seventh-day Adventist church. Now, you can call me if you're a member of this, but this guy at the Beaumont Seventh-day Adventist Church, can you see what the guy's name is who's the head of that thing? Do you know, can you find his name? I don't know if we can get him on.
I remember that being on here.
I thought they had the pastor's name. But this, there's a woman there who's part of the congregation. This is in Beaumont, Texas, mm-hmm. and she was just cast out of her church for using cannabis. Now, lest you think she was out partying hardy, getting high, Faith Bodie is her name, or is it Bodle? Faith Bodle says she uses cannabis oil extracted from marijuana to treat degenerative spine disease, congestive heart failure, and arthritis.
Oh.
Yeah. And so the fellow church members were a little upset because she actually publicly supported the medicinal use of this plant in a TV news report because of how it had helped her. And then, you know, before you knew it, she got a letter from her pastor telling her to stop using or promoting, and then 6 weeks later, the congregation kicked her out, revoked her. Maybe it's not just the preacher man here. And I apologize if I'm saying it wrong, but I'm just...
What it says is that the church members became concerned because what happened was Mrs. Vodal had gone and shown support for another person that was facing marijuana charges. She's a bit of an activist, I guess.
Right.
There's, you know, support cannabis legalization and medicinal use. And I guess she ended up on TV, and some of the church members saw her on TV, and so suddenly, you know, they went, whoa, 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 wait a minute. Well, what is it with Faith Vodal? She likes marijuana.
No,
and so
man.
They showed some concern, over a period of time, the pastor decided that she shouldn't be part of the church.
Closed minds are a terrible thing, and I think in this case to not acknowledge the use of this plant is a gift from God. Again, maybe I'm intolerant on this issue now in the other way, and I, you know, listen, I'll take it if you want to accuse me of that. But I find it rather disgusting that they would do this, and the compassion involved in the use of this plant is extraordinary in what it's doing for children. And they say, for God's sake. Children are being helped in this way.
For God's sake.
Good
choice of words there.
Yeah, and they're saying, oh, no, it's an addictive drug. We don't promote any addictive drug. Well, cannabis is not addictive. They've already done the tests on this stuff. It's not a Schedule One in reality. It's just it's a governmental fiction. And, you know, and what if this woman was out there going, Oxycontin, we need to get Oxycontin, make it more available for compassionate use. Would they have kicked her out? Would they? I bet they wouldn't. It's like the churches have been co-opted by the church of pharmaceutical mysticism.
Right.
And it's not just this one. You talk about in Texas and the South where they're still, you know, rallying against this plant. Or you talk about if they're not even talking about the plant and they're like talking in church about how wonderful the doctors in their congregation are, not realizing that they're part of the third, second, or first leading cause of death. Where is your value system? You claim to have a culture of life there. Show it. Not by kicking out people who are talking about compassionate use of a plant. 866-939-2355. You want to calm me down or fire me up further?
Oh, no, no. Well, let's make you laugh. Let's jump to this other story here. What not to text your probation officer?
Okay. Tell me. I mean, I don't have one of those. I know.
Yeah, guy in Albany, Georgia. He's going back to prison. Because he accidentally texted his probation officer looking to buy marijuana.
What? He's like, hello, Mr. Probation Officer. Would you like to buy some pot from me? Is that what you're saying?
He actually, the prosecutor said that this guy here, Alvin Cross, sent a text message to his probation officer saying, you have some weed?
Yeah.
Apparently, the probation officer decided to let him know, no, all I do not have some weed, but here's a pair of handcuffs.
All right. For all of you on probation out there, do not try to sell your probation officer weed. unless it's a dandelion. Then it's okay. You'll help him out. His kidneys will be healthy. He won't have a urinary tract infection. His liver will be happy, too. Oh, that was the dunderheaded story of the day. Nicely done. Thank you, Super Don. Lifted me out of my funk, maybe temporarily. We have some questions of the day on water, on vaccines, and the flu. Has it finally arrived?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so as simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com. Go to guns80.com. That's guns, the number 80.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott. He's a brave and a decent man.
He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
You know what I want to do, Super Don? I want to invent a new big wheel. Remember the big wheels of our youth?
I remember. I had one, for sure.
I had one, too. I cried when it got crushed by a fence, and I had to ride my friends. When they let me. Yeah, I know. But I want to invent one with like a rocket-powered jet-fueled something or other, like Big Wheel. But and I know there'll be demand for it. Kids are going to love it. But the thing is, I'm not going to do it unless I get indemnity from the government.
Sounds kind of dangerous.
I know. That's why the only way I'm producing this thing is if the government will not hold me liable for any kids that fly across the continent and land hard.
Oh, I see. You need to be indemnified because it's necessary that you must do it.
I just, you know, if they get it, why can't we? We'll sell out in a day and there'll be no consequences.
Hey, do you remember on those big wheels, I don't know why this just popped into my head, but I think it was on the right-hand side. That was where the brake was. Mm-hmm. And it was like a lever that you pulled up and it like ground against the wheel.
Yeah.
To try and, you know, to stop you, like a brake. Does that sound right to you?
Some of them had it, but
mine had that. Yeah, I wore that thing down to nothing.
Yeah, I think we had it, but I ended up like just doing it by stopping and spinning out, and great memories of the big wheels.
Dude, the big wheel.
We can do is we can make a safe big wheel and make it out of hemp plastic instead of petroplastic, and I think all of our new age hippy dippy groupies would buy it for their kids. What do you think?
We'll call it the spliff wheel.
Spliff wheel. It won't even have any CBD in it and no THC, one can complain about anything. And they won't kick the kids out of the Seventh-day Adventist church for riding it. Okay? Just worried about your kids. We don't want them thrown out of church for hemp. Okay. All right. Now, I had no plans to talk about that, but that's just the kind of day it is. You're going to have to roll with me. No pun intended. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. The CBD is kicking in. I'm relaxed now.
All right.
I think that it is time to talk with the folks. Since they're too bashful to call us at 866-939-2355, then we'll just go to...
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right. Questions of the day. Let's go right to them, shall we? Yes, let's. Let me talk to myself here now. First question. Hello, Dr. Bell. Remember, I use the term doctor. I don't use it unless it's the term teacher. Right? Healer, teacher. But other people call me that. That's fine. Homeopath, whatever. I'm not one that's on formalities. But Super Don is. Don't you dare call him Don. If it's not Super, it's not Don. Super Don.
Dr.
Don if you want. Hello, Super Don. Due to financial restraints, we can't afford a structured water system yet. I wanted to purchase a distiller, but know all the hoopla about losing vital nutrients. What can you recommend to replace any minerals and or any other nutrient that would be lost in the process of water distillation? Or do you believe that your vital minerals will be leached out by distilling? Thank you for all you do, Lori. No, actually, I think you would have to drink a swimming pool's worth of distilled water to really leach out all your minerals. I mean, you could argue that there's a vacuum in the water. And, you know, even Paul and I were talking about this. Distilled water doesn't really occur in nature. I mean, some have argued that it could be up in the sky that way for a moment. But as it comes down, as the electricity, it's ionized, there's interacting with things. Distilled water. You know, you don't want to put your fish bowl, you don't want to replace your fish bowl with distilled water. Put your fish in it, they'll die. So it's not healthy water, ultimately. It's cleaner, but yeah, remineralize if you must do it. I think just the simple act of taking one of those gravity filters, if you're economically challenged right now. Remember Mike Adams? He tested all those gravity filters. He just came out with an expanded list because there's some very expensive ones like the Berkeys. If you can afford to get those, that's cool. But, you know, even that zero water one, we bought one for the kids' school because they couldn't get one of the bigger end units. And the kids are having at least a pretty darn clean water experience. It's not ionized. It's not hydrogen water yet, but we'll get there. But that's cool.
And,
oh, and bye.
I mean, let's not forget also that the Echo 7... There is an affordable payment plan on that too, where you can get
that's
that.
Right.
So
that's right.
That
yeah, Paul did set
an opportunity
something.
There.
Yeah, so if you can finance, you can get it for as little as I think $23, $25, $28 a month. Well worth the investment because you've got a lifetime warranty, so you're not going to lose on that deal. And it's 15% off between now and Halloween. You can contact Paul Bertero, our good buddy. Go to robertswater.com, download. There's a number there. I can give you the number here if I can find it real quick. There's an 800 number to reach Paul. Yeah, 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. But if you were to want to add some minerals, you can do some trace minerals. You know, there's some like trace minerals complexes that are sold. There's some seawater minerals complexes sold. And they're diluted and clean in that regard for the most part. And that could add what's been taken out. So there are options there. But, no, not a big fan of distillation, as you can hear. Number two, I'm a nurse, and I don't take vaccines. Wow. How did that happen?
All right.
That's cool. What can I do to
prevent? Club.
Yeah, this is from Luana. What can I do to prevent or refuse any vaccines they try to make us take for Ebola? Dude, if they come in to try and make the nurses, who are now getting smart on this, There's going to be such a massive walkout. The doctors, too, are not going to fall for this. I mean, listen, we give them crap when they deserve it. But I don't, are they that dumb that they would just say, yeah, roll up my sleeve, yes, you can inject me as a first responder? I mean, really? I think there's so many questions about the flu shots. There's nurses that are walking out of their jobs to not get the 25 micrograms of mercury. I just don't see them succeeding with this. I know they're trying to fear it, but it's not working. I don't know what they're going to pull out next. But she's worried about any new vaccine they try to make them take. And she's so far at a hospital that doesn't mandate the flu shot, which is cool. But where's the best website to go for education on vaccines to educate my patients? The National Vaccine Information Center, NVIC.org, would be great.
That's what I
Barbara
was going to
suggest, Jim. Yeah. NVIC.org. VacTruth.com, our good buddy Jeffrey Ofterheide has great, great information there. And we still have downloadable. If you want to email Super Don, he'll forward it to me. AskRSB@gmail to get Super Don. If somebody still wants to access the Vaccines Armed and Dangerous seminar from John Rappaport and I, I'd make it available to you, like at half the price when we brought it out. But it's so valuable. So just put it out there for you. But yeah, NVIC.org I think would be best, Luana. Okay. Mm-hmm. So with that, let's put aside our flu shot nonsense, or maybe not.
Maybe
there is evidence that Oklahoma, they confirmed their first case of flu this season, or cases. They say
two children
have the state's first confirmed cases of the flu. Now, question is that patient zero and patient one? I mean, you know how we talk about patient zero. Where did this outbreak start? I want to ask you, think about this. If the first cases of flu happened in Oklahoma, what's going on in Oklahoma? Did somebody sneeze from an airliner that was flying from Liberia while they were over Oklahoma, and somebody sneezed and it came out in the jet fuel, dropped down to these two kids and infected them? Think about it. Oklahoma, the middle of America. And these two kids out of 340 billion Americans, two kids, they claim have the flu. Where'd they get it? Huh?
Monkeys.
Of course it's monkeys. It's the Oklahoma monkeys. Monkeys. Did they get it from a bubble gum wrapper? Were they taking a drug that may a side effect was influenza? Or did they get vaccinated to go back to school and this is a side effect of the vaccines? Did they get the flu shot? I don't know. They're not even telling us what tests they took to get positive confirmation that they had influenza. One child hospitalized, Tulsa County. The other child is in Oklahoma County. Nobody has died yet. There are no deaths. There have been no deaths, thankfully. But that doesn't make sense either, because if there are 36,000 deaths a year, according to the CDC, which we know is bunk, but if there are, do they all happen in one day? Because they didn't happen today. Two kids got the flu. Patient zero.
Here it comes.
Where from?
Here it comes.
Okay.
You know, I mean, we've been talking about this, and obviously, fortunately, they aren't saying anything here in this article about, well, it's possible they might have Ebola.
Mm-hmm.
but that right. will be coming, I guarantee.
They're going to be confused about this thing. Now, here's something I really thought was very cool, and now I'm having second thoughts about it. And it never liked me to change my mind. But when I was in Seattle, I downloaded the Uber app, got an Uber car, and got to the airport very simply, easily, and less expensive than a taxi cab. It was awesome. I like it. Very innovative. Yeah. But
the ones that have mustaches on the front of the cars?
I didn't see a mustache on the front of the car. It could be the different service.
Gotcha. Right.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have gotten in that one. That's a little weird, a little freaky.
The pink mustache. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Dude, don't you want to shave before you take your car out in the morning? Come on.
No, I don't know that one.
But Uber, all right? I might have to turn in my app. Can you turn in your app after you've downloaded it? How do you do that? Can I send it back?
I have no idea. I can uninstall it. I don't know about turning it.
Is there like an app store where you take your app back and go, I've got a complaint here. I'm going to complain about Uber. And it has nothing to do with the service because it was good. And that's what frightens me about this story. They're doing tests for Uber, these Uber drivers, on-demand flu shots in three major cities. It's a pilot program in partnership with Harvard Medical School's Vaccine Finder program. And they're going to deliver free flu shots on demand. Uber drivers will drive a registered nurse to deliver and inject the shot to customers anywhere within the three test cities of New York, Boston, and Washington. Now, what do we know about New York, Boston, and Washington? filled with elitist, leftist worshippers of the vaccine industrial complex, sacrificing their children readily and regularly to this church of pharmaceutical mysticism. Now, I'm not saying that there will be no conservative that might take you up on this, but I find, by and large, our lefty friends worship more fervently at that church, and they want to throw everybody out who doesn't get a vaccine. They don't even want you to have an option to opt out based on a religious belief, which tells you about where their religious affiliation lies with that church of pharmaceutical mysticism and, of course, the sacrament of vaccination. They're not going to take, they're not going to do the shots in the cars like in Saturday Night Live when they had the moil in there and they did a circumcision in this car to just show how good the car was. Right? Remember that? They're not going to
be up next. Uber circumcised.
Uber circumcisions, right? Yeah, no, right. Stop it while you're ahead. Not a dunder.
Run! It's the Uber moil.
Uber car, they're coming for me. They either want your foreskin or they want to inject your little child with a flu shot. Don't do it, Uber. Don't do it. I like the service. I don't like what you're doing here. If you're a car driver for Uber, are you allowed to refuse to participate in that? That's a good question. Do you have the freedom to say no? Now, I've had some cell phone disasters in the last 24 hours. Maybe we've got a biological recovery system. I don't know. This is one of the stranger stories, and we've covered some strange ones. I've got to look for something on the break, and when we come back, if I find it, we'll talk about it. All right? Is your battery charged up there, Super Don?
Yeah, I'm good to go.
Okay, then you might need a transfusion. We'll explain after this break on the Robert Scott Bell Show through GCN and Natural News Radio. Thank you for being here. Tell your friends.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also, a
explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
With all of the chaos in the news today about riots, financial bubbles, and pandemics, the time is now to stock up on your survival kits, emergency food, and water purification systems at endtimeswarehouse.com. Go there now and stock up on bioactive silver hydrosol from Sovereign Silver to support your immune system for all of its needs. Find everything you need to be prepared at endtimeswarehouse.com. Preparedness for the end times or anytime. endtimeswarehouse.com.
Yeah, you know, something's bugging me, Super Don. Something's bugging me about this flu thing in Oklahoma, and I just can't let it go. I know we got to get onto a cell phone story here, but I got to ask the question. And it's like a riddle me this, Batman. Right? You got patient zero and one in Oklahoma. First cases of flu season, evidently in the entire country, that they confirmed. Where does patient zero get the flu, since no one else had it? Where does the first influenza infection of the flu season come from, since there's nobody to spread it?
Well,
what is this?
I'm going to guess maybe it came from God.
Could be. This evidence has occurred right before our very ears.
Yes.
The Immaculate Infection. I just want to know. Somebody tell me.
The Immaculate Infection. I love that.
If you're a lefty worshiper of science, please call me now, 866-939-2355, and make fun, because who did they catch it from? I thought the flu is contagious. Don't you have to catch it? Did they pet a goat with flu? Is this the goat flu? Did a bird poop on the Oklahoma kid? What happened? Where did it come from? I want to know. And I also want to know where my... Well, I should say it like this. Where's my bloody cell phone charger? It's a horrible accent. I have no idea where that came from.
Wow. But all right.
Where did it go, right? Have you ever had that point in time where you're like, dude, my battery's dead. I have no charger.
Everybody's had that thing. Especially, I mean, you see it now where, like, the malls are putting charging stations, like, you know, throughout the mall and stuff like that. Because, yeah, when your phone's about to die, you're on 1%. Right. You're going into panic mode.
Mm-hmm. Well, just in time for Halloween, a graduate student in Jerusalem, has come to the rescue. He's created a stomach-turning device. When I say the bloody cell phone charger, I'm not kidding. You won't need to tote around a conventional cell phone charger with this. This guy, or gal, I should say. Sounds like a gal. Yeah, Naomi Kisner. Mm-hmm. Or is it Kisner? Could be Hebrew. Has designed a jewelry line that hooks up to the wearer's veins and converts his or her blood flow into a mobile cell phone charger.
Whoa.
Yeah. Dude, that, it's like setting up... What do you think?
I don't know whether to be, like, creeped out or to think that that's, like, really cool. I mean...
Like, what do they do? Put a little paddle wheel in your vein? And every time, you know, it flows by, it turns the little wheel. It's better than, like, having a rat on a wheel in your a body. But
wow.
That's pretty wild, huh? It can... There's different devices. They call it the blood bridge, the e-pulse, and the blinker. They can get you can get your energy from blinking every time your eyelids move. The e-pulse conductor takes your energy from spinal cord nerves, and the blood bridge from lower arm blood flow.
Wow. Well, you know what? I mean, think about it. If you remember the movie The Matrix, it's like, you know, the machines were taking the people, and they were using them basically like batteries.
Turning them into countertops. You know, the thing is, this is really, you want to talk about a renewable resource as long as you're alive. Maybe it's not a bad idea. And, of course, you're using it for your own purposes rather than being hooked up for other people's purposes. So maybe it is an interesting advancement. Tapping into your own electrical grid, your own energy movement, and not wasting. It's more efficient. So now, when you ask for your bloody cell phone charger, it will not be considered a derogatory statement. You will not be saying a bad word. Like those of you listening on UK Health Radio, right? When you say bloody, I think if you're a kid in school and you say bloody, it'd be akin to saying, you know, I'm going to kick your aspirin without the sprin.
Yes.
Right? You'd get in trouble, wouldn't you?
All right.
I think that's right. If you're listening on UK Health Radio, you let me know. If kids say bloody in a sentence like this, would they be in trouble? And if they were sincerely asking just about their phone charger. Teacher, where's my bloody phone charger? Oh, little Johnny, you're going to the school's principal. No, I'm serious. I'm asking for my bloody phone charger. Well, stop with the bloody. But it's what it's called. I tell you, it's a weird day on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hope you're having fun. We've got Richard Ostro coming up next hour, which I'm very excited about. Good guy, good friend with Carnivora. This guy's got a heart of gold. And we've had him on before. I asked him to come on just so we could chat, have a little good time, talk about his passion mission. We got together again at the Sacred Fire of Liberty Gala. This guy bleeds liberty. He does. And it's hard to contain what he knows about the Venus flytrap, another plant created by God. And actually, I could say it cures cancer. He can't. I'm not selling it. But we're going to talk about that. Also, Americans having a crisis of faith. We've got some religious themes today. What is it about? The Church of Medicine. What about those that are members of the church? Do they have that crisis of faith too? We're going to find out after the break. In the meantime, I'm telling you, it's your bloody right. The right to heal, the power to heal, is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.